WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Monday, November 22nd. Coming up, it's not surprising that new Illinois congressional maps favor Democrats since they control the process. But we'll learn how the new maps carve up some communities in the state. That story's coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Democrats in the U.S. Senate are trying for an end-of-year deadline to pass the so-called Build Back Better bill in that chamber. Among disagreements over the size and scope of the $1.75 trillion package is whether to repeal a Trump-era tax policy. That 2017 law set a $10,000 cap on how much a taxpayer should be able to deduct his or her state and local tax liability from his or her more expensive federal income tax bill. Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin told NPR's Weekend Edition that the so-called SALT cap has resulted in redundant and unfair taxation.
Should I, as a taxpayer in America, pay a tax on a tax? And that is what's happening here. We gave the state and local deduction because taxpayers were already paying those taxes. And we said we won't include that in your income.
The cap primarily affected higher income earners from higher tax states like Illinois. Democrats from those states like the idea of again raising the cap or temporarily repealing it, but they've been met resistance from Democrats representing lower tax states and progressives who believe the rich should be paying more in federal taxes. You should be able to buy a Thanksgiving turkey this year. Just prepare to fork out more money. As Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin reports, turkey, along with pretty much everything on your Thanksgiving table, will cost more.
You've heard it all before. Supply chain issues, inflation, pandemic. All the usual suspects are making your Thanksgiving turkey cost 24% more this year than last year. Veronica Nye is a senior economist with the American Farm Bureau. She says turkey producers have to plan up to a year in advance, which can be hard during a global pandemic.
Trying to anticipate what Thanksgiving would look like in 2021 was incredibly challenging. So we did see a decline in turkey production of about 4% in 2021 relative to 2020.
But the U.S. Department of Agriculture assures there's no turkey shortage this year. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom.
A new exhibit in Urbana honors the 40th anniversary of the first documented case of AIDS. The Spurlock Museum's Sewn in Memory exhibit features 19 fabric quilt panels with names of people who died of AIDS and have ties to Central Illinois. Beth Watkins, the Education and Publications Coordinator at the Spurlock Museum, says this exhibit remembers people whose society may have forgotten when the epidemic was happening.
At the time these deaths were happening, there was a real movement not to share these stories, not to tell the truth about this disease, to think of it as being off in a corner, as only affecting a very small proportion of the population, of very specific populations that nobody cared about.
The exhibit is open through July of 2022. Champaign County public health officials reported more than 200 new COVID-19 cases over the weekend. The number of active cases in the county is nearly 1,000, up by almost 200 from a week ago. 11 county residents are hospitalized with COVID-19. Still to come, we'll head to O'Fallon in southwestern Illinois to see how the new congressional maps for the state are splitting this community in half. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Over a career spanning more than 70 years, Rita Moreno defied both her humble upbringing and relentless racism to become a beloved and award-winning actor. The new documentary, Rita Moreno, Just a Girl Who Decided to Go for It, explores the star's career using footage of Moreno today, archival footage of her roles and appearances, and interviews with her contemporaries. Learn how you can watch this and other American Masters documentaries at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Illinois lawmakers passed new congressional maps in October that carve up the state for the next 10 years. 14 of the 17 new districts heavily favor Democratic candidates. That's not surprising since Democrats dominate the legislature. But some say this partisan advantage also comes at the expense of some Illinois communities. Eric Schmidt reports from O'Fallon in the Metro East.
Cars whiz by on one of O'Fallon's main north-south roads. Here on Lincoln Avenue, just south of City Hall, the road serves as the dividing line between the new 12th and 13th congressional districts. They're currently represented by Republicans Mike Bost and Rodney Davis, respectively. The new boundary only sticks to Lincoln for a few blocks before jumping west on 5th Street and then north on Oak. Don't worry if this sounds confusing. It is. In fact, when I went to O'Fallon with my reporting partner, Kelsey Landis of the Belleville News Democrat, we struggled to keep track of which district we were in.
Hang on, okay. Yes. So this is the 12th congressional district, and that's the 13th. There's a school, there's the church, there's, you know, multiple houses. I mean, it's not like we're here on one side and then on the other side there's nothing.
This is how Illinois' new congressional maps and state legislative maps treat many communities. O'Fallon Mayor Herb Roach says this kind of division doesn't help his community. The city of 32,000 will be represented in part by two people in Congress, three state senators, and four state representatives over the next decade.
This makes me feel like we don't have really somebody who represents and understands the needs of our community when we're so split.
Roach says he doesn't feel like his city will get people who will advocate for the things O'Fallon needs, considering it's one of the only Metro East communities that's growing.
Our needs are probably a lot different than a Champaign or a Springfield or somebody like that, whether it be with our water lines, with our sewer, our stormwater, our streets.
The two congressional districts O'Fallon straddles are quite large. The 13th snakes up through Springfield to Champaign, and the 12th extends east to Indiana and down to cover southern Illinois. The new 15th district also includes parts of the Metro East, and it's another big one. It spans 35 counties from Illinois' border with Missouri and Iowa all the way to Indiana. Ken Moffitt, the political science department chair at Southern Illinois University Edwardsville, says these geographically large districts can be difficult to represent.
Just physically, in terms of getting two constituents in different part of the district, much less representing them in some ways, simply because the people who live in that district are very different from each other.
Moffitt says representatives should appeal to common interests in their district, but it's hard for him to see many things that unify. He points to the new 13th district as an example.
The Urbana-Champaign area versus the Metro East, you have fundamentally different economic drivers. And then with Decatur, different still from both, and then Springfield, with a non-trivial part of the economy driven by the presence of state government.
Moffitt says this doesn't mean it's impossible, just more challenging. To Congressman Rodney Davis, it's all about how much a representative and their staff commit to engaging with the communities in their district.
You want people who are willing to get out of their office, and want people who are willing to get integrated into their communities and the communities that we serve, and is really show a willingness to go help.
The Republican from Taylorville currently represents the 13th district, but he's drawn into the new 15th. Davis hasn't decided where he's going to run in 2022. He says there can be some advantages for communities that are split up in the new congressional map.
It can be a benefit by having multiple voices in Congress advocating on your behalf, or if you have members of Congress that aren't as active, it can be a detriment.
Davis adds most people in central and southern Illinois aren't paying attention to redistricting and probably don't know it's happening. That was the case with Charlie Cook, who owns the Happy Bakery in O'Fallon. She didn't know her community had been split up until we came into her shop and showed her a map of the districts.
It seems like very cherry-picking as far as the way the representatives are choosing their demographics. If they're being split up by partisan lines or by racial lines, then that does not seem like it's provoking a lot of fair representation.
Other locals like Ellie Gillespie weren't bothered.
How does it make you feel that your city is split?
Oh, it didn't make me feel different. No, not.
Why's that? Yeah,
because it's the same taxes.
John Greenstreet, who owns the bike surgeon repair shop in O'Fallon, says people focus too much on gerrymandering. He says it's a symptom of a larger issue.
Things like term limits and some anti-corruption measures would make a whole lot more sense than even thinking about the maps. If we could focus our efforts on addressing those kind of issues, we'd see a lot more value as citizens.
Besides, at the end of the day, Greenstreet says there's got to be a split somewhere. In O'Fallon, I'm Eric Schmid.
You can see photos and maps of how the new congressional lines wind through O'Fallon and the rest of the Metro East. Just visit illinoisnewsroom.org. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be sunny and cooler today with a high of 37 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Dana Cronin, Haley Bickelhaupt, and Eric Schmidt. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.